stay on the air. I'm going to sign off now, leave you with a little bit more from Half Chinese, the winners of last night's Shindig competition. And until next week, if you want to get in touch with me, you can always email arts@citr.ca. I'm Tracy Fuller. This has been another edition of the Arts Report. Call in, donate, fund drive. Yes, CITR fund drive, 604-822-8648. Julie is up next with Audio Text. They've got an event tomorrow night. Head on out to that to support Audio Text and Julie and CITR. Ciao.
Good evening. You are listening to Audio Text on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Licky Lee, a remix playing in the background. So, in case you haven't noticed, if you've been listening to the radio at all today, you might already know that it's Fund Drive right now, funding drive for CITR. We do this annually, and it's one of the most important ways that CITR raises money for the station. And I think that this is a really important thing to talk about, and as we do, I'm just going to go back to my my reasons for starting this show in the first place, because I think that CITR and community radio in general is a really important resource for the community. And especially for me, I started this show, Audio Text. It's a show about Canadian writing, for those of you that are new to it. And I started it because as I was learning in school, there's all this amazing Canadian poetry out there. It's incredible, and it's about us. It's about Canadians. And there are so many Canadians out there who don't know anything about their poetry at all. And I thought, well, you know, indie Canadian music is doing great. What's the difference? And I thought, well, radio. So I went by my local community radio station, which when I was in Montreal at the time, and I went in and I said, well, how about poetry on the radio? And they were like, yeah, great. That sounds awesome. If I had walked into CBC or some mainstream radio and said that, they would not have given me the time of day. But it's community radio that does allow me to do this. And now the show has grown into its own thing. I started out with just a 10-minute segment on a different show. And now here I am in Vancouver with my very own show, Audio Text. And I'm plugged right into the spoken word community, the poetry community of Vancouver, which is wonderful. And it's this burgeoning genre that's amazing. And I know that there are people who listen to this show and they write down, you know, when the things are happening in the city, and they go and support their local artists. And I get a little bit more publicity for the artists that are working in the city by playing their stuff on the radio. So I think it's a really important resource for everybody out there who's doing poetry, and for me, myself, too. I love doing this show, and I would be really sad if I wasn't able to do it anymore because CITR ran out of money, and it really is an important thing to donate. So what I just want to get across to you guys is that this show exists because of you, and you know, the theme of the funding drive this year is own your frequency. And so I think it's important to remember that the show is here because of you, the community, otherwise it wouldn't be here. And so this is a chance to give back. Yeah, I just think that it would be really important. So here I am asking you to just help us continue creating these new shows and these memories and supporting local artists and being a part of CITR. So please do, if you have a spare, you know, 30 cents, 10 bucks, whatever it is to spare, please do call 604-822-8648 or UBC Unit. And you can also go online to citr.ca/donate. So I really do ask you to help us out. So that being said, let's move on to talking a little bit about what's going on the show today. So, as usual, I do have some listings. A very important one, of course, back on the theme of the funding drive, is the Audio Text Poetry Show happening tomorrow night, Thursday, November 19th at St. Augustine's, which is on Commercial Drive and 7th. This is going to be a really exciting show for me because I get to host it and perform in it, and a lot of my very favorite poets from the show and from the community are going to be performing there, including R.C. Wislowski, Chris Gilpin, Scruffmouth, Steve Miller, Daniel Mark Patterson, and the Candelabra Collective, who you haven't heard on the show before because I haven't got a decent recording of them yet, but I will, and they're amazing. They're actually the youth collective from the Ignite show that happened earlier this year. They blew me away, but I didn't get a recording of them, so I'm hoping to this Thursday. It's going to be a really, really great night, and I really would love it if you all came out to support Audio Text tomorrow night at St. Augustine's. The address is 2360 Commercial Drive. So it's right by the Commercial Broadway SkyTrain station. It starts at 9 p.m., ends at midnight, and the suggested donation is $5 to $10. And if you can support with a little bit more, we'd really appreciate it because all the proceeds are going back to CITR. So I'd be really happy to see all your happy, shining faces and ears there, because I suppose it's your ears that I know better than your faces. But of course, there are other things going on in the world as well. Happening tonight, actually, there's going to be a UBC Slam, which is featuring Zacchaeus Jackson. So the UBC Slam just started up this month. It's their very first month. And a couple of folks from the slam community at Café du Soleil are involved with it, Lucia and Johnny. So you've heard them before on the show too. And they've put on this UBC Slam. So it's for everybody at UBC. And if you want to join the group, you can be a part of the playoffs. But otherwise, it's just a $1 cover. Go and check it out. And Zacchaeus Jackson is an awesome performer too. So that's at Mass Buchanan D starting at 7:30. What else tonight? Also tonight, November 18th, the Canadian Authors Association is presenting a discussion by nonfiction author Trevor Carolan on the essentials of good writing. So there's more information about that at www.canauthorsvancouver.org, and that's only a $5 cover, and it's free for members. So that's at the Alliance for Arts and Culture at 938 Howe Street, Suite 100. Also tonight, lots going on tonight. There's going to be another Writers in the Round. I think it's every third Wednesday of the month. So that's going to be happening at Café Montmartre. It's an open mic and features and stuff like that. Friday, there's going to be an event called Play Phonics. I'm not totally sure how to pronounce that word. I should know. It's readings by poets Derek Beaulieu and Fiona Tinway Lam. So that's going to be more information about that at, I'll have to spell this for you. It's www.playchthonics.blogspot.com. And that's happening at Coach House Green College, which is 6201 Cecil Green Park Road at UBC. Also happening over the weekend, November 21st to 25th, it's the Jewish Book Festival. So there are going to be readings, panel discussions, writing and publishing workshops, an on-site bookstore, and meet and greets with writers, including Maya Shalev, M.G. Vasanji, Jacob Richler, Terry Gould, Hester Remberg, and Cheryl McKay, and others. More information about that at jccgv.com. And also happening Monday, there is another Youth Slam at Café du Soleil, Commercial Drive and 5th, and the feature this week is Crystal Mullen. So a whole bunch of events happening around around Vancouver, and I'm happy to be able to share this stuff with you because the show exists, and let's help to keep this show existing by donating citr.ca/donate. I'm going to be playing some pieces today by the various artists that are going to be performing at my Audio Text Poetry Night tomorrow night, St. Augustine's, including this very first poet, Fernando Reguero, also known as Vitamin F.
This is called David Suzuki Hates This Poem. This poem will not save the world. This poem won't even try. This poem will not change your life. This poem is not a morally uplifting message engraved on a shoehorn. If anything, this poem is the fine print on the tip of a nuclear warhead. This poem babysits your children and lets them play with plastic bags on the freeway. This poem is the type of poem Mother warned you about. This poem will make the wrong kind of friends. This poem will be full of shit. You won't be any smarter after hearing this poem. This poem won't say what you want to hear, nor presume that you need to hear it. This poem is the empty calories of a fuck you pie. There will be no forethought on how relevant this poem is in the grand scheme of the literary world. That is not the job of this poem or this poet. This poem will be rejected by the Paris Review. This poem will get over it. This poem sells arms to the pine beetle. This poem shot a tree just to watch it die. As it shot the middle finger through the ozone. This poem is the reason the polar ice caps are melting. This poem lives on a diet of eagle claws and black bear testicles. And drives an SUV. David Suzuki hates this poem. Most likely this poem will have been written during a bowel movement in the bathroom of a Taco Del Mar. This poem will make fun of itself, make fun of you, make fun of the sunset, make fun of God, the devil, and your grandmother's wooden vagina collection. This poem is Mahatma Gandhi masturbating in hell. This poem doesn't discriminate when it comes to getting a cheap laugh. This poem isn't as bad as it could be. This poem sets off metal detectors in airports. This poem is a horny drunk parolee feeling up a Catholic schoolgirl in a halfway house. This poem doesn't blame the government, but for some reason, the government blames this poem. This poem has no color, no race, no social ranking. This poem doesn't wear dreadlocks or a beret. The tax man will get nothing out of this poem. This poem is a man hating bitter, angry vegan with a gag on morphine. This poem may have offended some people with that last line. This poem says, good. Approximately 3 minutes of your life and give back nothing in return. At the same time, it spits in your eye. This poem doesn't apologize for that.
CITR's Audio Text presents a night of spoken word featuring R.C. Wislowski.
Just Google yourself to find you are about 3,833,000 kaleidoscopic diamonds in a worldwide net of gems.
Daniel Mark Patterson.
Your soul, sicken, sear, scorch, sizzle, and fizzle as madcap manic metaphors mortify, mold, and melt your mindscape.
Chris Gill. Gilpin.
Sweet, noble Sasquatch, come back to me. I won't apologize for the time I called your sister abominable.
Steve Miller.
I like you!
I like you.
Fernando Ruggiero.
His girlfriend brought it up. See, I was trying to go straight, trying to find more dignified, sophisticated subjects for a poem. Like a kid picking his nose in an intersection.
Sonia Littlejohn.
Our drumbeat rhythm hearts ignite the souls of embryos and carry life into existence.
And Julie Peters, the host of Audio Text.
Is it any sweeter, is it any hotter, does it really turn me on to see me sorry, to see me stuttering, to see me lose my words before the imminent jury and my human body audience?
Cover is $5 to $10. Pay what you can and support CITR during this fund drive. Join us for this great event on Thursday, November 19th, 9 p.m. at St. Augustine's, 2360 Commercial Drive.
Woo, how exciting was that? My very own PSA. So that's for the show happening tomorrow night. Let's keep on advertising it. And on this theme of self-indulgence and loving myself and my own show, let's play a piece from me, Julie Peters.
When you came for dinner, I was chopping garlic. You sat down, slumped over, bones leaning in as if your shoulder blades had spent the morning being sharpened into weapons. As you talked with a cheerful stream of a quiet mind, your chest was radiating, carrying some lost sadness like a blind planet orbiting your lungs, thick with gravity. You were vibrating so hard I could barely chop. I saw my hand knife in quivering blocks of tofu, your suitcases turned suddenly, responding to the sickly spin in your chest. You said, I'm fine. I wanted to find the constellations of your pain and kiss the lights at their sharpest, like that star found by astronomers nearly dead in May, brought back to life by its coruscating satellite, its gravitationally bound binary star that knew the exact cosmic distance it could save it from itself. How beautiful, but they know the closer these two stars spin, the sooner they will implode with the massive weight of their astronomical touch. When you came for dinner, we fell into each other too, so hard we left bruises. We destroyed the space between us until my knees were bleeding and your mind was lost into the new gravities between my flesh and your bones. And if this sudden collision of bodies and new atmospheres does not ruin us, it will rescue you, addict you to its brief reprieve from your thoughts, the thoughts that spiral constantly into the sickness of the world around us, the newspaper headlines, the men who kill their children, the women raped and murdered in ditches, scraping skin away from bones with garlic knives. You need this because your fear threatens you, and maybe we fuck so you can threaten it back. Obsessive compulsive disorder, you told me. Almost as common as asthma, you told me. Asthma, an illness that wants my breath but leaves my heart at least intact, unlike yours, which wants you tenderly in its jaw and continents away from me. Because maybe your thoughts even turn to my fragile skin. Taking my body as a threat while I was chopping garlic, maybe you saw that knife slicing into my palms, my breasts, my lips, all the places where you take your comfort, where I ask you again and again to rest. When every unexplained blemish is proof of a vengeful God, sure punishment for the terrors you project onto your hands, bodies are dangerous, and closeness threatens the destruction of everything you think, including me. But we are not binary stars, and the perfect distance will not protect me from you. The cognitive therapies that dose you with logic and rationality work so well they rob you of the sweet and necessary stagnance of missing me nakedly. This missing you nakedly turns my own mind and body against me as I watch my bruises fade, making me sick with the desire to destroy everything with closeness, the radiating sadness, the blind planets until you are free to just touch me or not without fear, without checks or balances until you know you will leave that garlic knife on the counter and kiss my fingers like the man you are. But now you have left with your suitcases, and I am in my kitchen navigating leftovers and the scabs on my knees. While stars are dying somewhere, I am still chopping garlic, and you are a universe away.
Yes, that was me, Julie Peters, doing a piece that I will probably not be performing tomorrow night, but I will be performing other pieces, so you should definitely come down and support me and support the show. So really, if you love audio text, donate. If you listen to this show, you are supporting local artists, and they are supporting you, so donate. I get to have this awesome show because of you, and you get to have this awesome show because of me and CITR, so please donate. CITR.ca/donate. Let's listen next to Daniel Mark Patterson.
The penguin goes to hell and gets
frostbite. It is nearly sundown, and your behavior matches the weather. You step out of the car, and you commence marching in monotone fashion. High heels coughing up chunks of powdered snow, which shoot forth into the frigid air to descend slowly, softly, unnoticed upon your heels, leather tufts, before slipping inside and seeping unchallenged the thin layering of your pantyhose. Still, not so much as a shiver. Your hand rigid in mine as we come to the doorway. I venture out into the warmth of the snow drifters. Part two. When your image melted into a passionate puddle of incoherence, my reasoning follows. I stabbed myself in the foot and I thought the screams were pure delight, the sensation oozing. Then I ripped out my eyeballs and I ate them with ketchup and cod liver oil, and I thought the bitterness was sweet, the nothingness in front of me, the lighted realm my eyes had hitherto been missing, the rolling red river riding, raging and roaring through the remnants of my room, retinas, merely a fabulous flowing fountain of the finest Dionysian wine for my soul to slowly, sweetly sip and savor, simply, simply sensational, scintillating smile. Then I died from loss of blood, and I was sent to live in an ever-burning volcano, which I thought was heaven, and heaven was in the Arctic. So heaven is Eskimos. Then I saw you. Suddenly, I realized what I had become.
Next up, we'll listen to a piece by R.C. Wislowski, another one of the stars of our audio text poetry night, tomorrow, November 19th at St. Augustine's, Commercial Drive-In 7th. Remember, please donate to CITR, www.citr.ca/donate.
Poem, ba-boom-ba, poem, poem, ba-boom-ba,
words come galloping like the four horsemen across your apocalypse. Black hooves on my heartbeat, spitting forth your testimony and revelation of incomprehensible why. And I sit like a salt lick, bloodletting your tongue deform the shape I was in with words from your make-believe mouth. And I realize you know your world is dying when the po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po-po- It's not worth the forest it was written on, and I need to pay the rent. Don't recycle, chop them down. Don't recycle, chop them down.
We're doing our part to level the playing field in this, our male-dominated society. And trees are just another phallic symbol.
Don't recycle, chop them down. Don't recycle, chop them down.
A clear cut is a clear cunt. A bare mountainside, a freshly shaven pussy.
Don't recycle, chop them down.
Equality for all.
Po 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 pow. This poem is brought to you by Goodbye Kapow, the National Rifle Association, official sponsors of the Daycares of America.
Sawed off shotgun, Magnum 45. I'm not even old enough to drive. Pokemon or bullets that explode. Excuse me for a moment, I must reload. Uzi AK-47, bang. I'm too young for them to hang. Now I've had my just revenge. It's time to nap and make new friends.
The NRA is A-OK. Ban poetry, not guns. The NRA is A-OK. Ban poetry, not guns. Kindness needs to choke on its own vomit. Compassion needs an acid bath. Love needs to be raped in the Balkans. Fuck the doomed, like Nixon said. The NRA is A-OK. Ban poetry, not guns.
po 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 po. And this poem is for sale. This heart, this mind, this man, this life somehow have a dollar value. This poem has a score. The Last Temptation of Christ, a $50 million contract from Nike to just Jew it. Look at him go. Bleed, bleed, bleed. I want you to bleed for me. The Crucifixion of Christ is the greatest poem ever written, and no one gives a damn. This poem is for sale. Go, go, go to sleep. Close, close, close your eyes. You know your world is dying when the poets start to lie.
Join us Friday, November 27th for our Fun Drive finale, celebrating our donors, volunteers, and programmers with one big party. Join us at the Wise Hall at Adenac in Victoria for Nardwar and the Evaporators, White Lun, Mount Career, improv and sketch comedy by Pump Trolley Comedy, plus spoken word and CITR trivia. Bid on silent auction items and win prizes. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the show begins at 9. It's all ages with bar service for those 19 and older.
That was R.C. Wislowski. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I am J.C. Peters. This is Audio Text, your Canadian writing show that you should donate to at CITR.ca/donate. Coming up next, I'm going to play one piece by Kelsey Savage. She is one fifth, I think, of the Candelabra Collective. So this is the small piece that I can play of what I know of the Candelabra Collective. And trust me, they're really, really great. So you should definitely come tomorrow night and donate.
I was packing my things with the speed of anorexic panthers and bulimic cheetahs. I was packing my things, listening to my feet plead for my fingers to be that kind of quicker that you come second skin to me, but something out of God's plan had taken my flight. I was packing my things and folding my soliloquy to the shoulders of my coat. I was packing my things with the hands of the blind. My eyes became cataracts, my fingers feeling out for the familiar fabrics, picking the pieces of meat, falling into succession onto the floor, pieces I couldn't find all of with sightless hands. I was listening to my feet, please, can we leave? I was listening to you kiss her, and I couldn't stand to hear the sound of my eardrums break. Call me selfish, but the exhale you made, and the brief absolute her body curved to, and the sound her throat gave, forced all dials marked treble, master, bass to switch clockwise to that red line that fits like addiction to the offside, the comfort you're never supposed to turn to. The sound of your postscript kiss caused my speakers to break. And if my eyes were cataracts, and my hands weren't fast enough, and my speakers were broken, then the pieces of me on the floor were the reason that my incoherent speeches of goodbye came out in fragments. The thing I last needed from my shred of composure was over. I hit the night hard, so it hit me right back, and left me replaying the sound of your lips like the screen door I hastily left to slam of its own accord as I ran down your steps, and I changed my mind. The idea of you having found your new set of lips feels a lot like the scraping of excess ink from the vowels in my first name.
Thanks for listening to another awesome audio text episode. I do love coming here every week and doing the show. Please let me continue to do it by donating to CITR at www.citr.ca/donate or call 604-822-8648. And I haven't mentioned yet that if you do donate, you get stuff. You get Friends of CITR cards, which gets you discounts all over the city. You can get an umbrella or a hoodie that shows that you're cool because you listen to indie radio and support community radio, community poetry, and all that kind of stuff, local artists. You can get a CD prize pack if you donate up to $520, which is only $10 a week if you think about it for a year. So if you listen to this show and you support it every week, think about supporting it monetarily, not just by listening. So please do call that number, 822-8648, or go onto the website, citr.ca/donate. Please do. I would be eternally grateful. Otherwise, thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next week to ask you for more money and play you more poetry. So have a great evening, and thanks again.
Brooklyn, we go hard. We on the look for the advantage. We work hard, and if we seem to rub it up a bit, we broke, but we rich at all. Pull ourselves up, now we won't choke. It's our time for the lights on us. What taxes to make me sick? Really hard and run away with it. Smile in your face, undermine your back. God comes for the strength they lack.
So if you know another way, you can look the other way. You know another way, tell them so right to their face.
We think you're show you where it don't shine. We think you're a joke, show you where it don't shine. We think you're a joke, show you where it don't shine. We think you're a joke, show you where it don't shine.
Trickle with your hands out. I gotta laugh at you. You call it luck because it wasn't due to you. Don't mean I ain't paying dues, you stupid fuck. I'm on the mind of each thing that you can't. Just know I'm doing something you ain't. Simple and plain.